Okay, today's daf is Megillah, daf Chaf Aleph, as we continue now, going from the second to the third parak here in Maseches Megillah, and we are on Chaf Amabez. We just had the Mishnah relating to all the mitzvahs that you can do by Yom are Kasher Kol Hayom. All the mitzvahs that you can do by Laila are Kasher Kol Halayla. So we spoke about a lot of, or the Mishnah mentions, a lot of Shas topics, a lot of Torah topics that we can focus on, and we focus on some. We'll focus on one more right now, and that is one of the items on the list of Laila, Kol Halayla Kasher, Le to what? Le Ketzira Sa'omer, the first item on the list is for cutting of the Omer. What they did after the first day of Pesach at night, they used to go out and cut the Omer and make a large, have a lot of publicity and piersum relating to the Ketzira Sa'omer in order to undermine the opinion of the Tzdukim who held that the Ketzira Sa'omer and Shavuos is always the Sunday after 7 weeks of the first day of Pesach, Mivachros HaShabbos. So in order to publicly denounce and argue with what they what they hold in terms of the Pshat of Mivachros HaShabbos, they used to make, as the Mishnah is described in Maseches Menachos, they used to make a lot of noise, so to speak, when they did the Ketzira Sa'omer, in order to undermine, as the Gemara says in a number of places, Lahotzi Miliman Shalat Stukim. Good. So Tosfos, based on that, the Mishnah says that the entire night is Kashal Ksir Saomer, bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says, Omer Abedu Tam, Shim Shachach Levarech Balaila, Lo Yivarech Bayom, Svira Saomer. That's not mentioned in the Mishnah. So what does that tell us? Rabbi Rotab says, if you forgot to say the bracha Svir Sa'omer at night, if you've got to count Svir at night, you're not allowed to count by Yom. Why? Kidemashma b'hai stamad demastisan. As this Mishnah says, the Mishnah doesn't mention Svir Sa'omer as anything separate from Ketzira Sa'omer. Right? It's not on the list separately. It just says Ketzira Sa'omer is kasher kol halayla. Didehidi kastama b'menachos. Ditana detani. Even though in Menachos it says, in the Mishnah, Nixar Bayom Kasher B'di'evet, B'di'evet, if you did Ksir Zohar Bayom, it's Kasher B'di'evet, so maybe you'll say the same thing by Svira, B'kal Makom, Stama Dahacha Adifa, but this Stam Mishnah is better, it has more authority, Tahaktani La Gabi Hilchus Apsikta Dadina, because here this is by the context where all of these items are listed, what's good by Yom, what's good by Laila, just like all the other ones on the list are not good Bidi Evet at the other time, so too, says Rabbi Tabs, I would say the same thing as Ferasa Omer. The O Nira, and also, the Afilu Laman Demachshi, Ksiris Omer by Yom, Di Evet, even if you want to say that Mishnah Menachas has authority, and therefore Bidi Evet, you could do Ksiris Omer during the day, Modehu Gabi Svira Dein Levarach by Yom. But Svira Sa'omer you cannot do during the day. Mishum deshana ale akasav la'akev, tachsiv temimos, v'iyat amotzi temimos, elok shadamonim balayla. You need 49 complete days, and if you don't start at the beginning of the halachic day, which means at night, you are not going to have 49 complete days. If you do it by yom, then that first day is already cut off. You don't have temimos. V'chein kasuv behilchos atzeres. So that is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. As we know, you have to count Sfira at night. If you didn't count at night, you cannot count during the day. That is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who argues the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos. Right, we've had earlier, we had another famous Shita of the Bahag back on Dav Dalet. If you remember, we had the Shibachlokas between the Bahag and the other Rishonim about whether a woman can be motzi a man in Sfira Sa'omer. So that was a machlokas between the Bahag and other Rishonim. Now we have another machlokas. The Bahag writes here on towards the bottom of the toast. Vasu Bahag kasav teheicha deinshi levarech balayla yimne lemachar belo bracha. The Bahag shita is that if you don't count Sfira at night, you can count the next day without a bracha. That's what we hold. V'chein halacha, and that's what halacha lemaisa we say is the what we hold. Right? If you forget, you can count the next day, just without a bracha. Avalam shachach laila v'yom lo yimna od bebracha. If you forget at night and a day, you forget an entire 24-hour period, so then you're not allowed to count at all anymore. So now this is the second point. First machlokas between the Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam is, if you forget at night, can you count during the day? So that's one machlokas. Rabbeinu Tam says no, Bahag says yes, and we're makel. Could be because, why we make a lemaisa? Because we, most Rishonim Paskin, that Sfiras Omer Bizban Hazeh is a mitzvah derabanan. because it's totally on the carbon ha'omer. Usvartim lachem yimachor as Hashabbos miyom aviyachem is omer atinufa. The Rambam holds that it's daraisa today. It's independent of the carbon, but Rov Rishonim hold that it is connected, and therefore it's derabanan today. So that might be one reason why we are mako regarding the first shiloh. If you get to count at night, could you count during the day? But now we have the second issue in the Rishonim. What happens if I forget an entire 24-hour period? Says the Bahag now, if you forget the entire 24-hour period, lo yimna od bibracha, you can no longer count with a bracha, and that we also hold like. To be, you know, tmimos v'leka, because we need tmimos, and if we don't have tmimos, we don't have it if we miss a day. There are two ways of understanding the sheet of the Bahag. Why is it if I miss a day, I can't count the next day with a bracha? After all, there are 49 separate brachos. Doesn't that tip me off to say that it's conceptually looked at as 49 separate mitzvos? The most common suggestion to explain the Bahag, the fact that if you miss an entire day, you are not allowed to continue counting, is because it's one big mitzvah. And therefore you can no longer say a bracha if I forgot part of the mitzvah. I'm not doing the mitzvah anymore. I finished. If I was still doing the mitzvah, I could still make the brachas. It's 49 separate brachos, and you make a bracha on each part of the mitzvah. That's the way that the Bahag is usually understood. It is, again, one big mitzvah and 49 separate brachos, because there are 49 parts to this mitzvah. But if I forget a part of the mitzvah, I can no longer continue doing the mitzvah, and therefore I can't make a bracha anymore. Rav Soloveitchik in one place and others suggest maybe there's a different way of understanding the Bahag because of this bracha issue. And that is, maybe it's 49 separate mitzvos, and that's why there are 49 separate brachos. But the concept is that there has to be a retzifus. These mitzvos, it's 49 separate mitzvos of Sfiras HaOmer, but they need to be connected. Retzifus. And therefore, if they're not connected, so that even if it's separate mitzvos, you still can no longer count. How does that help me? It explains why there's so many brachas. It explains why you could count during the day without a bracha. How does that work? Are you counting or are you not counting? Are you doing the mitzvah or are you not doing the mitzvah during the day? So according to the second pshat, it might be that you're not doing the mitzvah, but you're still keeping the counting going. You're not doing the mitzvah, therefore you cannot make a bracha, but this still allows you to keep retzifus going. Right? Also an onein. The poskim say if somebody's an onein, rachman al-fad during sfira, he should count without a bracha. An onein is also to do mitzvos. What's he doing? The answer is, you're right, he's not really doing a mitzvah, but he's keeping his retzifus going. There's a sheet of the Bialacha quotes from some Gaonim. If you forgot one time, certain times, maybe the first day, he quotes in one place, you could say, well, yesterday was this and today was this. It works if you forgot one day, but not if you forgot two days. You could say, yesterday was this and today was this. Again, how does that work? Then for sure you're not doing the mitzvah. Right, if you forgot a full day. The answer is, maybe it's enough for retzifus. You're right, it's 49 separate mitzvos, with 49 separate brachos. And if you miss one day, maybe you could extend it. It's kind of like tashlumen, right? You could go back once and keep the retzifus going. But any more than that, one cannot. Again, this is Rabbeinu Tam in the Bahag, made famous either here or the discussion in Maseches Menachos regarding Sfiras HaOmer. See the last line of Tosfos, we're still here, last line of Chafam Aveis, V'yachar Shabirech Al HaSfira, after Sfiras HaOmer, we say, Omer Yehi Ratzon Sheibana Beis HaMikdash. And we say that Yehi Ratzon. After Sfira, Masha'en Ked Tzkiya Shofar V'Lulav, unlike Shofar and Lulav, which are also, right, Zeicher L'Mikdash somewhat. Right, not just shofar, but lulav is echel mikdash. Shofar has different halachos regarding mikdash and but at least lulav. So ask Tosis, why do we do that? By the time of lefisha ein ata ella hazkara lebinyan beis hamikdash, aval shofar lulav yesh asiya. Shofar and lulav exist, even though one of them is echel mikdash, but they exist as separate independent mitzvahs, not connected directly to the beis hamikdash. Lulav, at least on day one, is not connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, it's Daraisa. And Shofar obviously is not either. Masha'eki, Sfiras HaOmer is connected, and that's why we daven to be able to fulfill the mitzvah in its entirety, in its completeness, very soon, B'Yimos HaMashiach. If you remember, this is also the connection of Sfiras HaOmer to the Beis HaMikdash, is what the Baal HaMa'or mentions on the last daf in Maseches Pesachim. He says there, why don't we say Shechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer? all the mitzvahs that comes up every once in a while during the year gets a shechianu, lulav and shofar and the other mitzvahs ayom. At the seder we say a shechianu. So why is it that Shiras Omer does not get a shechianu? So says the Baal Amar, says because it is tinged with sadness. Shechianu is a reflection of simcha, of happiness, and Shiras Omer, we have agvas nefesh, says the Baal Amar, because we aren't able to do the mitzvah bishle musa, because we don't have a carbon omer, we're not counting from the carbon, and that is why we don't say a shechianu. Also related to that, Rav Soloveitchik noted that maybe there's another idea why we don't say shechianu. A deeper idea, and that is Shechianu by definition is not appropriate to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer means I'm counting towards something. Counting means that I'm not there yet. That's the definition of counting. I'm not there yet. Shechianu means thank you for bringing me to this moment. Shechianu lazman hazeh. To this day, but it's inappropriate for the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, because Sfiras HaOmer definition is that you're not there yet. Shechianu means you are there yet. That's what the Zohar Shechianu. Right. Some say, oh, you use the Shechianu of Shavuos. No, but then the mitzvah is over. You use the Shechianu of the first day of Pesach, the mitzvah didn't start yet. So really, you don't say Shechianu. And why is that? Either, number one, the reason given by the Baal Amar, another reason given by Rav Soloveitchik. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara here again is listing all of the psukim that teach me all the mitzvahs that are only by yom, and the only mitzvahs by Laila are only by Laila. Towards the bottom, we also discussed, all the way at the end of Shir yesterday, why shechita, that part of the avoda, requires a separate makar from all the other avodos. All the other avodos in the mikdash are learned out from third to last line, biyom tzavoso as b'nei Yisrael, while shechita required its own earlier source, and Tosas mentions, because shechita is different. Shechita ksheir bizar, shechita is allowed by a non-kohen, and we discussed that at length in the past, how deeply does that change shechita from other avodos, right? It is one of the dalal avodos, shechita kabbalah halacha zrika, but it is still different, it's ksheir bizar. So how does that make it different? This is one source that highlights that difference. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara in the second to last line, Ula Hashkaya Sota, other makoros, for the mitzvahs listed in the Mishnah. Lashkaya Sota, giving a sota to drink, Asya Torah Torah. We have Xer Shava of Torah Torah, Ksiv Hacha Va'asa La HaKohen, Eskala Torah Hazos. The Kohen does all of this Torah to her, follows all these laws, Ksiv Hasava Pia Torah, Asher Yerucha V'ala Mishpat, and according to the Torah, that they will command you and teach you V'ala Mishpat. Right? Yeah, Mishpat in the second pasuk of Torah. My Mishpat Bayom Avkan Bayom. Just like Mishpat is Bayom, so too Hashkaya Sota is Bayom. Remember the beautiful thought that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has in Parshas Naso, where he talks about sometimes we look superficially at the Hashkayas Isha Sota as something barbaric, as something, what are we doing? Right? How could we use this type of a method in order to test the woman, so to speak. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Parshas Naso that it's just the opposite. Just the opposite. We're talking about a situation where there's a marriage that's on the rocks. There's a marriage that does not have too much of a future. The husband suspects the wife, and he's warned her, there's a history with this other guy, and now all of a sudden there's a real achshash. And the husband has these very, very strong doubts in his mind that he could ever be with his wife again, that the marriage could ever be saved. And maybe he would give his wife a second chance, but there's no way he will ever know. There's no way he will ever know that this woman is telling the truth, or that she has been loyal, and she hasn't done anything with this other man. How could he ever know? The only way he could ever know is, says Rabbi Yaakov, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself would come and testify that this woman is innocent. That's the only way. Who is he going to trust? There weren't two witnesses here. One witness, that there was Yichud. That's not good enough for him. He doesn't know what happened. So Kaviyachol, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Isha Sota? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming and testifying that this woman has the right to live and has the right to stay in the marriage. So that's how we should look at Isha Sota. We should look at it as a Rachmanis. Right? Remember, the Ramban writes in Parshas Naso, this is the only halacha that has built into it a miracle. It's amazing. Right, we rely, we're somchin al hanes by this hashkaya sota. It's the only mitzvah, says the Ramban, that has something like that inherently built into it, says Rabbi Yaakov, because this is about bringing the husband and the wife back together. showing this woman did something wrong. Obviously, she was misyachid, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the marriage to be saved, and the only way to do that is for him to come and testify that this woman is innocent. That's Hashkaya Sota. Next, Vela Arifas Egla, the breaking of the neck of the Egla Arufa when they find an anonymous corpse. That has to be by Yom also. Amid Be'er Abyanai, Kapara Ksivba Kikadshim. It says Kapara there by Arifas Egla. Right? It says the Paza, Kaper La'abcha Yisrael, just like by Kachim. It has Kapara, just like Kachim we learned earlier, has to be by Yom, so too Para Aduma. Velatara sa mitzora, and also the process of being mitaher a mitzora dechziv, zos tihia toras ha mitzora biyom tara so. This is the process of being mitaher the mitzora on the day of the his tara. So again, by Yom. Trivia question, where earlier in this Pesach did we speak about mitzora? Would we have mitzora? So, if you remember, he was in the Ein Bains. Ein Bains, the starting on Vav Mabez, Zayin, Ches, Tes, all the Ein Bains, and on Ches Mabez we had Ein Bain Mitzora Muskar and Mitzora Muchlat, the difference between Mitzora Muskar and Muchlat. We have the halachis of Priyat Frima, and then the difference between a Tar Mitoch Hesker and Tohar Mitoch Echlat. What's the difference between the Tara process between a Vade Mitzora and an enclosed Mitzora is, says the Mishnah, Tiklachas v'tziparim, the process of cutting the hair and the process of the birds, you know, one alive and one dead, in the Tara process of the Mitzoras. That's what we had earlier, back on Daf Ches Amid Beis, and here we have it again, Tara and Mitzora only can take place by Yom, the Mishnah here on Chaf Amid Beis, explained by the Gemara here on Chaf Aleph. Weiter. Kol ha'layla kashal k'zira sa'omer v'chulu. The entire night, as we just spoke about earlier, is kasher for cutting of the omer. To omar mar, kitsira v'svira balayla v'hava bayom. You do everything in preparatory stages, the kitsira and the svira the night, and you actually bring the omer on the second day of Pesach. V'hava is bayom. Ula hector chalav v'varim, and the burning of the fats and the limbs are done kol ha'layla, d'chsev kol ha'layla ad ha'boker. Zeakla, right, like the first mission in Shas. Hector chalam evarim mitzvah sa shi'alam ha'shachar. Here's the source for it. Zeaklal davar she mitzvah so bayom. Kasher kol hayom. Anything whose mitzvah is bayom is kasher the whole day. So zeaklal asuyei. What is that last line including? It lists off all the mitzvahs. What is not in the Mishnah that is being included implicitly in that line? That something about bayom. Lasuyei my lasuyei. Seder bazichun v'silik bazichun. It includes the setting up of the bazichun and the removal of the bazichun. What are the bazichun? Remember, on the shulchan, where we have the 12 loaves, on the sides hanging are little spoons, little cups of frankincense that are brought there, that are put new there when you put the new lechem apanim there. Every week when you remove the lechem apanim, these bazichin are removed, and the kohanim are not allowed to partake of the lechem apanim until you burn these bazichin. Daktaras bazichin. So the setting up and the removal of the bazichin are also only bayom. That's just like the cedar of the lechem apanim is bayom, that the Gemara doesn't even say that, but the Ritva says that's obvious. So too, the cedar and the silik bazichin, right? That's the chiddush. And doing that, shelo bizmano also passels. Just like the cedar of the lechem asma, if I'm sad of the lechem apanim at night, it's a problem. So too, the bazichin can be done, must be done bayom. And who is it like? Ku'uk Reb Yosi, Titania, Reb Yosi Omer, Reb Yosi holds. Silek es hayishana shachas, v'sidur es hachadasha arvis, ein bekach klum. We know the Torah tells us that the lechem apanim have to be on the shulchan, tamid, always. So what does that mean? That's a machlokes tanoim. Does always mean that you shouldn't have one night that the shulchan is left empty? As long as you don't have a night that is left empty, that's called tamid. But I could take the lechem off at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I could put the new lechem on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's still called tamid. That's okay. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. That's what he says here. If I remove the Ashana in the morning, shachris, and I put on the chadasha arvis, arvis here doesn't mean nighttime. It means towards the evening, right in the afternoon. Ein b'kaklum, there's no problem. So that's our Mishnah. Our mission is the kasha, the cedar of the bezichin, is okay during the day, as long as you remove the old ones, put on the new ones during the day. Umani mekayem, shelo yalin, right? What's the lufanai tamid, right? Lufanai tamid, how am I mekayem that pasik? Shelo yalin shulchan below lechem. Tamid means you shouldn't have one night overnight that the shulchan does not have bread on it. That is the shita of Rabbi Yossi. As we mentioned, the Gemara Menachos has a machlokas tanam about this. What is the Rambam paskin? Like the other opinion. The Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Yossi and Menachos. The Rambam paskins like the shita of the Rabbanan. That what happens? Four Kohanim walk into the Heichal at once, two of them going in with the job of putting the new lechem upon him on, right after the other two Kohanim remove the lechem upon him. And they go, one, two, three, go! And they remove the lechem upon him exactly as the other ones push the lechem upon him through to the other side. That's what tamid means. Tamid means literally always. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tmidin Perek Hey Halacha Dalet Ketzan Misadrenes Alechem Arba'a Kohanim Nechnasim Shnayim Biyadam Shnei Sedarim Shnayim Biyadam Shnei Bazichin. Four Kohanim go in. Right, two carrying the new loaves and two carrying the new bazichin. V'arba makdima lefneim, and four go in before them. Makdima lefneim, b'shtayim litol shnei sedarim, two to take out the sedarim, b'shtayim litol shnei bazichin, shayu sham al ha-shulchan. Ha-nechnasin omdim batzafon, ufneim ladarom. Where the ones that went in stand facing, they stand in the north facing south. Right, they're on the top of the Heichal, and they're facing south. Vayotzin Omdin, and the ones that are going out, Omdin Lad Badarom, Bnei Matzaf, and they're facing each other, facing north-south. Sounds like the Rambam holds that the Shulchan goes from an east-west position, so that if you're on the north and the south, then you're on the sides that could put in and take out. Elu Moshchin ve'elu Menichin, these pull out and these put in, v'tifcha shalzeh, betoch tifcha shalzeh, within a tefach of each other, sh'ne'emar lefanai tamid. Fine, you read this Rambam, no problem, no controversy. He just quotes the other opinion. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Yossi, that tamid means literally tamid. The problem is, there's a Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. That's a problem. The Lecha Mishnah, not here in Tamid, but the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, seems to give a different impression of what Tamid is. And the Lecha Mishnah has this problem. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches of Talmud Torah. What is Talmud Torah? How are you going to have a steer between Talmud Torah and Tvidun Musafin? Not such a common areas of the Rambam that you can't steer us between. Sefer Mada and Sefer Avoda. But here it is. Says the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Chai V'Talmud Torah. Every man must learn Torah. Bein Ani, Bein Asher. Bein Shalom Begufa, Bein Yabal Yisurin. Whether a person is poor or rich or healthy or Bal Yisurin. Bein Bachur, Bein Shai Yizakin, Galdam Shadash Gocho. Whether one is young or whether he's very old and his strength is waning. Afilu Ani Amachazer Al Apsachim. V'Afilu Bal Yishu Banim. Even a very poor person that has to beg. Even someone who has a big family and he has a lot of responsibilities. Here's the key line for us. Chayiv Likva Lo Zman L'Talmud Torah. By Yom Balayla. You have to set aside time for Torah. Sometime during the day and sometime during the night. Shene'emar v'hagisa bo Yom Balayla. As the Pasuk says, you shall focus and work hard in Torah day and night. V'hagisa bo Yom Balayla. As the Pasuk says in Sefer Yoshua. So, what's the problem? The Rambam understands v'hagisa bo Yom Balayla, which is a similar Pasuk to Tamid. Right, it means you have to be osek in it. V'yagiso yamalayla. Right, as Tamid said, that means some during the day and some during the night. Even though he understands the word Tamid based on the Shita of the Rabbanan as always. So, says the Lecha Mishnah, is that a stira? A little bit of a stira. Not such a strong stira. But he says, why does he pass like the Rabbanan who say that Tamid means not wasting a second, and v'yagiso yamalayla means not that. So he gives the somewhat obvious answer to the stira. V'yesh lomar, says the Lecha Mishnah, d'mashmalei l'rabbeinu. But what's the bigger problem? Right? We might say, seeing this, like, oh, it's not such a problem. The problem is that the Gemara in Menachos links these two. That's the problem. The Gemara in Menachos in the Afsadi Tes says, relating to the Mishnah, that says, like the Shita of the Rabbanan, Elu Moshchem Ve'Elu Menichim, from there, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ami, and the quotes from Yossi Shita, that you could have the break, Based on that, the Gemara says, Midvarav shel Rabbi Ami, sorry, Am Rabbi Ami, Midvarav shel Rabbi Yosi Nilmod, Klomar, De Mishum De Amat Shachris Mat Varvis Mat, Kari Be Lefanai Tamid, Im Kain, Afilo Loshana Ela Ela Perik Echat Shachris, Averik Echat Arvis, Ki Mitzvahs Lo Yamish. The Gemara links them. Not just the Rambam. The Gemara links them. The Gemara says, if you don't like Rabbi Yosi, so then you could say, Lo Yamish means Echat Perik Echat Balayla Vakar Echat Bayom. Mashma, that if you hold like the Rabbanon, then you would say Vagisa Yamalila means Mamish Tamid. So that's the problem. Heck of the Rambam hold like different Shitos. So says the Lecha Mishnah, Misvara, the Rambam's okay. Misvara de Mashma the Rabbeinu, de Lashon Tamid, More Yoser al Tamidus, mi Lashon Lo Yamish. Tamid means not wasting a second in between. Lo Yamish does it. I, the Gemara is not saying that only Rabbi Yossi would say that. You have to reread the Gemara. A little more difficult. He says, Alki Perusho, the Amrinan Kena Filu Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon. Since, according to Rabbi Yossi, the word Tamid shouldn't be taken literally every second, so then even according to the Rabbanon, Lo Yamish for sure wouldn't mean every second. That's how you have to read the Gemara, says the Lecha Mishnah. Either way, that's the problem with the Rambam Shita and the Lecha Mishnah's answer there in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Good, we continue. And what does it mean? You have to find some time. The Rambam's talking about the days of old, the Balavatim, only 3 hours a day they're going to learn. Right? That the people who aren't learning were learning hours every day. Right? It's not just a couple of minutes. But Baruch Hashem, Daf Yomi helps us in that regard in terms of Hagisa Bayom of Alayla. Good. Last part of the parak. Anything that's kashakala laila, the balaila is kashakala laila. La asuye mai. So what is that including? Besides the items on the list already. Kirsa omer haktaklam evarim. La asuye mai. La asuye achilas psachim. To include eating the Karban Pesach. How long do you have to eat the Karban Pesach? The whole night. La asuye dulo krablazim nazaria. And this is against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as we know the machlokas, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, whether you have to eat the Karban Pesach, you have to finish by Chatzos, or you have the whole night. Rabbi Akiva says you have the whole night, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says only till Chatzos. So our Mishnah, if this is what it's including, our Mishnah is against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Titania, as the Brisa says, V'yachlu as abasar balayla hazeh, eat the basar on this night, Amar Elazar ben Azariah, Namar kan balayla hazeh, v'namar lahalon. It says here, by Karban Pesach, eat it this night, v'namar lahalon. And it says, by Makas Bechoros, v'yavarti be'eretz Mitzrayim balayla hazeh, I will pass by Eretz Mitzrayim ad chatzos, malahalon ad chatzos, afkan ad chatzos. Just like there, Makas Bechoros was chatzos, so to hear, the mitzvah of eating Karban Pesach is until chatzos. Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Tosfos here discusses, who do we paskin like? Who do we paskin like? Tosva says, Mikom Makom. Nired the halacha go Elazar ben Azariah. Tosva says, even though our Mishnah is against, but I think the halacha is like Elazar ben Azariah. Because you look in the end of Arvi Psachim, there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? He said, which says, Karban Pesach after Chazos is Metamei Siyadai, and there was a Gzeira, that it should be Tamei. And also the Mishnah is El Makoman, and also the Stam Mishnah, the first Berak of Brachas. There are many anonymous Mishnayas that follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that say it's only until Chatzos, and therefore we should be machmer like that Shita. That's why Tosfos ends off. V'im kein, tzarech lemaher lechol matzah, belele psachim kodim Chatzos. You gotta make sure to finish your matzah before Chatzos on Pesach night. V'afilo matzah shel afikomen, says Tosfos. Shari chiyuv matzah bizmana zehavi daraisa. Avo bahalel shel achar afikomen. The halel, you don't have to rush. The Ramah quotes it, but Tosa says, the halal after Afikomen, ein lahakim recall kachar. I mean, the Rabbanan knew that you don't have to worry about, but through Afikomen, Tosa says, you gotta be machmir, because the halacha is like a Elazar ben Azariah. If you look in the Rush is a little less strong. The Rush in Pesachim says, who do we paskin like? Sveika the Dina. We don't know who to paskin like. Therefore, lachad chila, you should follow Elazar ben Azariah. But it's not a dover, borer that we pass like a Elazar ben Azariah, but it's at least a sake of the Dina because we're not sure who to paskin like. That's the Rush in Arvei Pesachim. There's a very famous Avnei Nezer related to this topic, and that is what happens if somebody's running late. Somebody's running late and Chatzos is fast approaching and they are just getting up to the Mitzvahs Hayom, or they're just starting the meal. So what do you do? So the Avnei Nezer says, with a big assumption, we know there's an isser of eating anything after matzah, Right, she yishur ta matza b'fiv. That's the halacha. The Avnei Nezer assumes that that halacha only applies during the time that you're allowed to eat matzah. Meaning, if I have to eat matzah up until chatzos, so then the last thing I eat before chatzos has to be matzah. And then as chatzos passes, I have nothing else in my mouth. After chatzos, I can eat whatever I want. Right, it's only during the time of the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So says the Avnei Nezer, you're running late, this is what you do. You don't know who the halacha is like, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Ben Azariah. So what do? Right before chatzos, I eat my kezayis and matzah, l'sheim afikomen. And I say, if the halacha is like Rabbi Ben Azariah, this is my mitzvah, and I don't eat anything, I let chatzos pass. And then I continue my meal, and then I go until 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I eat another, at the end of my meal, I eat another kezayis. And I say, if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, this is my matzah's mitzvah. And I make a tznai, so either way I'm covered. Either way, I'm covered. The huge assumption of that is that the halacha of sheitam matzah b'fiv, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, only goes till chatzos. That we wouldn't have said. We would have said no. Even after the time for the mitzvah, right? That goes until the morning. Who said that that should be the time for the mitzvah? But this is the Avnei Nezer, and all the Achronim discuss this. Can you do a mitzvah al tnai? Is that in your bailus? Does this work as a good tnai? But he says this at the end of Arachayim Shin Pei Aleph. Near Ladina, Deman, de Amar, in Pesach Nechal Chatzos, who had in Matzah, de Lachar Chatzos, Mutu Lechol. Ublav Achi Nirakein, de Vadai, Ein Chiv, Sheishur Tam Pesach, U Matzah, Befiv, Rach Bizman, a Mitzvah. Nira, Valkein Nira, de Mitchilas Asudo, Beemsa, Roesh, Ukarv Lachatzos, Yochal Kazai's Matzah al Tanai. And you do, as I just described, Lachat Rabbanaz of Azariah, that's it, then you wait till after Chatzos, and eat the rest and do it again later. That is the Avnei Nezer, and the same thing, second night, if you're in the Chutz Laretz. You do the same thing. There's no difference between the mitzvahs. Okay, that's related to this machlokas. Hadron lach akoy lemafreya. Now we move on to the third parak here of Maseches Megillah. We start off with a little bit of Megillah, and then we get into general Kriyas HaTorah. As we know, the rest of the Masechta is about halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. So here we go. Akoy salam Megillah, but the first line is still Megillah. Akoy salam Megillah, omed v'yoshev. One can read the Megillah standing or sitting. Standing or sitting, one can be Yotzei, Kriyas HaMegillah. Kara, interesting, Chassam Sofer has an interesting Shaila. He says, if we hold, in a tshuva, Simin Nun Aleph, if we really hold, like the Gemara says earlier on Daf Yudalit, that Kriyas HaMegillah is a form of Halal, Halal we know has to be Bamida. So why doesn't Kriyas HaMegillah have to be Bamida? If it's really a Halal. Unless you say, well, it's not a regular Halal. It's a secret Hallel. So part of having a secret Hallel is a secret way of saying Hallel. It's a rule breaker. And therefore it could even be said sitting down. Right, as we said earlier, a secret actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands a secret Hallel. And that is why it can be only the Yoshe. The Pnei Yeshua here also has a big chiddush. The Pnei Yeshua says even the brachos possibly could be miyushav here. And I don't know why the poskim say otherwise. The Magen Avraham and others say that no matter what, your birchas hamitzvah have to be standing up, even if you're going to sit for the mitzvah. And the Pnei Yeshua here argues. He says, I don't know, that might be by certain mitzvos, but it does not apply by all. So Akaris Megillah, Omei V'Yoshe. Kara Echad, Kara Shnayim Yatsu. Even if two people read the Megillah together, your Yotzei, for some reason, as we'll see, you don't apply the principle of Trei Kali Lo Mishtami. Wherever there's a minhag to make a bracha on the Megillah, fine, and if not, and as we'll see, this is talking about the brachas after the Megillah. Before the Megillah, that's not based on minhag. That's a din. You have to make a bracha over Lasi Yasan, but this is after. B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabes. On Mondays now, and here it is, general. B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabes, on Mondays and Thursdays, and b'shabes b'mincha and shabes b'mincha. Korin shlosha, the minimum, or not just the minimum and the maximum of Aliyos are three. Three Aliyos every Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha. In Pokes and Mim, in Mosif and Alin, we're not allowed to have less because the minimum requirement, as the Gemara says in Bava Kama, is three Aliyos, and you're not allowed to be Mosif either. Tircha de Tzibura. You're not allowed to. It's a days of, the Rashi says, Shalo Yikshel et Tzibur, Bipnei Shein Yimei Malacha. They are days of Malacha. That's why Mondays and Thursdays you can't have more than three, and also Shabbos Mincha, that the, there's no more. Why? Look what Rashi says. Shari Kala Yoma Regilin Lidrosh. They're learning all day. So if they're learning all day, three aliyos is enough. What if we're not learning all day? What if we're sleeping all day? What if we're doing something else all day? Okay, we're not going to change the minhag and the din. So Monday, Thursdays, and Shabbos, we have three aliyos. No more, no less. Vein maftir b'navi, and there's no haftorah from a navi. on these days either. Haposeyach v'hachosim batorim b'varach lefaneh olach areha. And the first one who gets the aliyah and the last one who gets the aliyah are the ones who say the brachas. That's like it was in the days of old. Only the Kohen said the first, the bracha lefaneha, and the last Ola said the bracha lachareha. Barashei chadashim ubechol shamoi kohen arba. Rosh chodesh and chol hamoed, four aliyos. Ein pochus emeim emosif alein. Again, no less, no more. Vein maftir b'davi, no, so there's no haftorah. Haposeach vachosim batorah, mevarech lefaneha lachareha. Again, the first and last make the brachas. Zeachlau! And now we generalize it. Whenever there's a carbon musaf or tefilas musaf and it's not a yantif, there's no iser malacha, you have four. What's that? That's Rosh Chodesh. And maybe chalamoy too. Is chalamoy called eino yantif? So pashas, let's say, for a full iser malacha. Be yantif chamisha. Yantif has five aliyas. Be yom kippurim shisha. Yom kippur has six. B'Shabbos Shiva, Shabbos says the most kedusha reflection of that, the most aliyos, seven aliyos. B'Shabbos Shiva, ein pochsin mehen, avo mosif and alein. You can have less, but you can be mosif. Is this only going on the last one, Shabbos? What about the earlier ones? You allowed to be mosif aliyos on Yontif? You have six aliyos. You can't have mosafas on Yontif or on Yom Kippur. Or no, we'd rather have those uniquely that number because that's the only day that you have that number. And but this is only on Shabbos. Machlokas, we'll see. Umaftir and Benavi, and you have Haftorah those days, on Yontif, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, Haposeach, Vachosim, Batur, Mavarach, Lefanel, Lachareha. And again, the first and last one are the ones that make the brachos. Good. The source of the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah is a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara there tells us has the source for the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara tells us, instituted that we should never go 3 days without hearing the Torah. It says the Gemara at the end of Merubah, on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Kivan Shahalchu, Veyachos Los Yemma Midrav Lomatsu, Mayim Dershi Bishumos Amru, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Shemar Hai Kaltam Elachula Mayim. Kivan Shahalchu, Shloshes Yemma Below Torah, Nilu. They went 3 days without Torah, they became weary. Amdu Nevi'im Shebinehem, Vitiknu Lahem, Shiukaran Bishabis, Umafsikan Bechad Bishabis, Shabbos, then take off Sunday, Monday, Karan Basheni, Mafsikan Shleshi Birvi, Vikaran Bachamishi, Mafsikan Be'erev Shabbos. Kadesha Lo Yalinu Gimel Yemma Below Torah. That is the source for Kriyas HaTorah, not going, a Jew doesn't go 3 days without hearing the Torah. It's a beautiful diuk that Rav Soloveitchik has on this Gemara. 2 points. Number one, when did this take place? It's based on Vayechol Shloshes Yamim v'lo Matzu Mayim. This is before Matan Torah. What were they thirsty for? They were thirsty for Torah. They didn't even have the Torah yet. They just came out of Mitzrayim. They just had Kriyas Yamsuf. So what were they thirsty for? Kivan Shloshes Yamim v'lo Torah. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, and Rav Aviner writes this in one of his Svarim too. They weren't thirsty because of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. They were thirsty because of every Jew's inherent connection to Torah. And that's what they were so thirsty for. Every Jew has a connection to Torah. Where does that come from? Maybe the Gemara Nida that we learned called Torah Kula in utero that creates a natural netia towards Torah. And that's why they were thirsty. They were thirsty because of that connection. Number one. Number two, another diuk that he had was that the Gemara says, the Nevi'im Shebeinehem. Dershi Rishumas Amarmei LaTorah. So who is Mesakein? Nevi'im Shebeinehem. When the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchas Tefillah, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikein. Why does the Gemara say Nevi'im Shebeinehem? And then when the Rambam says Moshe Rabbeinu Tikein, Shikorn B'Torah B'Rabim B'Shabbos V'Chulu, Kedei Shalo Yishu Shlosh Yamin B'Lo Shmias Torah. Explainer of Soloveitchik, it could be that that's changed at Maimon Har Sinai. Before Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the Nevi'im, the greatest Navi, but still it was a quantitative jump. Once Matan Torah came along, then he was Moshe Rabbeinu. He had a unique status, and therefore, it's Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer the Nevi'im Shebeinehem. Okay, that's the Mishnah, the source for Kriya, the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Gemara, Tana, Masha'en Kein Batorah, well, unlike Masha'en Kein Batorah, where you have to stand for Torah, right? There's no sitting and standing, it's just standing. Minani Mili, how do I know that you have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah? Rabbi Veod Amar Kra, Vata Po Amod Imadi, where Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you stand with me. So you see, he has to stand. Ve'amar Rabbi Yavahu, and Rabbi Yavahu says that this Lashon is really amazing. Ilmali Mekra Kasa V'yefsha La'omro, if this Pasuk wouldn't have said what it said, that Hashem says, stand with me, we would never be able to express it ourselves. Kaviyah Yachol Afakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'amida. It's as if Hashem is standing. It doesn't really mean that. Hashem doesn't have a body. But it says, stand with me. So it's as if Hashem is standing. We could just say that so that we could be able to understand it. The Shulchan Aruch discusses, so does one have to stand up for Kriyas HaTorah? The Baal Koreh has to stand up. That's what this is talking about. For Kriyas HaTorah, the Baal Koreh has to stand up. What about everybody else? So that is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Marami Rutenberg. The Mechaber says, one does, quotes both days really. Mechaber says, Nagu, where's the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch is right here. In the end of Kuf Mem Vav. Ein Tzarech Lamod Me'umad Be'esh HaKaron Batara. One does not have to stand up when the reads. And even those, where the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilo Omdim Al Abima. Dein Tzarech Lamod Rebnei Sefer Torah. Elok Sh'adam Nosa. Only when it's moving do you have to stand up for a Torah. Otherwise not. That's the first day. Ein Tzarech. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Ve'yesh Machmirim Va'omdim. Some are Machmir. And the Ramah says, V'chein Asa Maharam. Maram also, Mishnah Brura, Kasa Pri Chadash, Rabbi Kiva Eger, to Iker Kesvar HaRishona. Rishona meaning you don't have to. V'chei Nagu. And the Bach says, Gama Maram Modin to Medina Shari, El Desfir Leidroi Lahadir V'Lamod, Bibreisha Tzorach Adam Lahalos Bedaito, Kishashume Akriya, Mi Piako Reiki Lukiblo Usa Shame Arsinai. You gotta think about Arsinai. When we get the Torah, ubaharsina hayikol Yisrael omdim kedachsev anochi omid ben Hashem aveneichem. So it's good to stand, but one does not have to. And the Mishnah Berurah even knows that even if you have the minhag to stand, definitely between the elyos, you for sure there's no even hidur that you need to stand there. You can definitely sit between the elyos. Okay, continuing. The other point, the Gilyan Hashas here on the Ilmalei says, look at Rosh Hashanah, look at Sota, but look at Tosfos. Look at Tosfos in Ilmalei. Tosfos points out that throughout Shas, sometimes Ilmalei means, were it not. Sometimes Ilmalei means, oh, were it, not were it not. And the Mesoras HaShas, all over Shas, whenever Ilmalei comes up, quotes this Tosfos. Tosfos says, it depends if it's Ilmalei with a Yud or Ilmalei with an Aleph. Megillah Chaf Aleph. If it's Ilmalei with a V'yesh, he says, Kashi Yesh Ilmalei Shirotza Lomar Ilu Lo. Kegon Hacha. Ukegon Ilmalei Igres Rishonos. V'chein Harbe. V'yesh Ilmalei Shirotza Lomar Ilu Haya. Right? If it was, not if it weren't. Right? So Rabbeinu Tam says, if it has an Aleph, that's Ilu Lo. From the word Lo. Ilmalei with Lamed Aleph. And where it says Ilmalei with a Yud, it means Ilu Haya. So that, this Tosfos, is a Yesodistic of Tosfos and Shas to know about Ilmalei. Yud or Aleph, wherever it comes up. So this is a, were it not. Were it not for the Pasuk, not saying it, we would never be able to say it. That's what it says here. How do I know that a Rebbe should not be above the Talmidim? Should not sit on a bench or on a bed while the Talmidim are on the floor. It's got to be equal between the Malamed and the Lomdim. It's got to be equal. Unless, the Rashba says, if it's difficult for the Rebbe to concentrate when he sits on the floor, he's got to sit on a bench in order to be comfortable, in order to concentrate, to give a good shiur, then he can. Then he can. But otherwise, there should be somewhat of equality unless there's a need. Right? The Gemara talks about elsewhere, sometimes they had to raise up the Rebbe in order for it to be heard by the Talmidim. That's also a reason. But all things being equal, if you have two people sitting together, a Rebbe and a Talmud, they should be on equal footing, physically. Tana Rabbanan, Mimos Moshe, Rabbi Gamliel, lo hayu lamedim Torah, elam u'umad. From the days of Moshe until Rabbi Gamliel, they always learn Torah standing. But then in the world we got weaker. And therefore, so we're able to sit. And that's what it says in the end of Sota. When Rabbi Gamliel died, Hazakein, Batel Kavod Torah. Kavod HaTorah was Batel, because now we started sitting. Yes, the Gemara says we have to be in a state of awe. Even if we're sitting, we have to be bereses of Isaiah. We have to be in awe, realizing what we're in the middle of. We're in the middle of connecting with the Dvar Hashem by learning Torah. Why we shouldn't be in an inappropriate mezuzal fashion, but sitting is okay. Sitting is okay. One pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu describes that he was sitting on the mountain. One pasuk says that he was standing on the mountain. So what was he? Amar, four answers. Number one, Amar Rav, Omeid Velomeid Yoshev Shone. When he heard it from Hashem, he stood up. When he sat down to review it, he could sit down. First time was standing L'Kavod Hashchina. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Lo'omeid Veloshev El Shochet. They're both right. Meaning, he wasn't sitting, he wasn't standing, he was leaning. He was Shochet. That's a little bit of standing, a little bit of sitting. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, really he was standing. What does yeshiva mean? It doesn't mean sitting. In yeshiva, el lashon akava. Yeshiva means tarrying there. It doesn't mean that delayed there. It doesn't mean that you are physically sitting. Shenemar v'teishuv b'kadesh yamim rabim. Like it says, they sat in kadesh. It means they resided. It means they were in kadesh yamim rabim. They were mu'ukav there, but it doesn't mean they were literally sitting. The Vilna Gaon quotes this Gemara in Hilchos Sukkah. Well, we know there's a machlokas rishonim. Leishev basukkah. Asher gavzor leishev. Does that mean you have to stand to say the bracha and then sit down, or does it mean no? You can say it even while you're standing, and even if you're standing afterwards, and you can be sitting even beforehand. So the Rambam is machmir. The Rambam says you got to say it standing up and then sit down, and that's the Rambam that discusses Kiddush. Right? We know Kiddush. How do you say Kiddush? Standing, sitting, all 3 days is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. But it's not really clear in the Rishonim, except the Rambam implicitly in Hilchos Sukkah, where the Rambam says that on Sukkos, my Rebbeim used to make Kiddush standing, saying Leishev HaSukkah, and then sitting down. Why? Because of the Hilchos Sukkah problem. Mashma, that according to the Rambam, they usually say Kiddush sitting. But, says that's the Rambam Shita. You have to say the bracha before one sits down. But we're not machmer like that generally. We don't have to say, even if you're sitting, right? You can say it, sitting, you could be standing even afterwards, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Tafresh Mem Gimel, Laharambam, Mekadesh Me'umad, Umivarech, Leishev HaSukkah, V'yoshev, V'yachar Kachzman, Ramah, V'ei Noag in Kain, El Makachim Yushav. The Chayin Das HaRash is okay to make Kiddush sitting. Says the Gra, how do you know this from? Because Leishev doesn't always mean sitting. It just means being there, like Megillah, Chaf Aleph. Here it says, Ein Yeshiva El Lashon Akava, and therefore it would not be a problem to say Kiddush sitting down. Vayder, fourth answer, Rava Amar, Rachos Me'umad, V'kashos Me'yushav. The easier ideas to understand, that can be standing, but the more difficult ones, he got to be sitting down, because he has to have concentration and not having to focus on his standing. Good. Kara Echa, Kara Shtayim, Yatsu V'chulu, the Mishnah says, even if two people read the Megillah, I'm Yotzi if I hear it. Tana, Masha Ein Kein B'Torah. Unlike Torah, when it comes to Torah, only one person. We don't say Trei Kali are able to be heard when it comes to Torah. When it comes to Torah, only one person. Tana Rabbanon, other halachas of the Baal Kore. But Torah, Echad Kore, Ve'echad Metargim. Ubilvad, Shalo Yehei, Echad Kore, Vishnai Metargiminon. Torah, you could have one Kore and one Metargim, as they used to have in the days of old. They used to say the Targum after every Pasuk. So by Torah, you could have one saying the Pasuk and one being Metargim. You can't have two Metargimin. Right? You can't, for sure can't have one being Kore. But even two Metargimin you cannot have, because we have to focus on the Targum. Rashi quotes, why is the Targum of Torah so crucial? Because we have to understand the mitzvos. You can't misunderstand the mitzvos. You misunderstand a part of Navi, okay. But it's not good, but it's not, there's no danger. But a misunderstanding a part of Torah, that's dangerous. Ubin Navi, Echad Kore V'Shnayim Metargimin. By Navi, one can read, and two can be Metargim. Uvach Lo Yushnayim Kore V'Shnayim Metargimin. Two people shouldn't say the Psukim. But two people can be Metargim. Ubahalel Ubin Megillah. Afilu Asara Kore. By Halel Megillah, even 10 people can do it. Right, but the Bach takes out the next two words. My time, why is it okay? Kivet the Chaviva. Yavi da tayu vishami. Because it is chaviv. What does chaviv mean? Rashi writes in one place in Rosh Hashanah, it's not so common. Right? Torah is also chaviv. But they don't say this every day. Hallel's once a month. Megillah's once a year. So because they're so precious to Am Yisrael, even if we had two people saying it, we will be able to focus and hear, what is being said. Okay, stop there for a minute. Tosfos here discusses on top, there's a line in Maseches Menachos, also discussed in Baal Basra, that the last 8 psukim in the Torah, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Yachid Kore Osan. And the big question is, what do those 3 words mean? A Yachid reads them. What does that mean? So, it might mean, right, Tosfos quotes a couple of opinions, some of them fitting into here, what it means. He says, Rabbeinu Meshulam, in the Parakama, the first Parakama of Basra, and in Menachos Daf Lamed, quotes, what does it mean, Yachid Kari Osam? That the Shliach Tzibur, you should only have one person reading it. You shouldn't have a Bal Kore and an Ole. Right, Kemo, Ibo, Parshas, Shalo Yikra Shliach Tzibur Imoba, Parshas Vayal Moshe Kishechos Menetha Torah. Vikasha. So that's what the Rabbeinu Meshulam explains what Yachid Kore Osam means by the last 8 psukim of the Torah, which are unique. They might have been written by Yeshua ben Nun. If they were written by Moshe, they were written b'dema, as the Gemara says there. But Tosfos answers that opinion. V'kasha shari b'yimeim lo hayu shliach tzibur kore iman. There was no shliach tzibur. with them, like it says in our Gemara, right? Masha Inkin Batora. There was only one person anyway. V'yachshav Nami. Lo iskinu ela shelo levayish is misha enyo de'alikros. And even now, the takan is shelo levayish. So is that what it means? Yachin Kariyosan? The whole Torah, they didn't have anybody reading it with them. So Tosfos quotes, I like Rashi's pshat of that line. Yachid Koriosa means you can't have any hosafos in the last eight psukim. Not to be mafsik in the last eight psukim. Right? You might say, oh, somebody walked in late. Everybody got an aliyah on Simchas Torah. Some guy just walked in the middle of Ma'ona. The little of the last eight psukim. You can't stop. Can't stop. Right? That is Rashi pshat there. There are other pshatim given. Also, the Rishash here says that even though you've read Simcha, Zos Avracha and over and over and over again, many times in Simchas Torah, you can't learn these eight psukim again. Yachid Kariyosan. The huge chiddush is the Rambam. The Rambam writes, you know what Yachid Kariyosan means? You don't need a minion for these last eight psukim. Unbelievable. Kriyas HaTorah, you need a minion. So Davar Shebekdusha. The Rambam says, the last eight psukim, you don't need a minion. And all the Achronim wonder, what is the Rambam talking about? And even if he says fine, that's what he says it means, what's the svara? Why? These last eight psukim don't have full kedusha. So that we've discussed in the past, not again for now. We'll touch on it again at some point in terms of the pshat of the Rambam. Vaiter though. Welcome, Shadal Baruch Yivarech, Amar Abaye, Lo Shana Lo Shalach Areha. The only minog is that the brachas after the Megillah. Avalofanel, a mitzvah Lavarech. But before there's a mitzvah. As the Gemara says in many places, every birchas mitzvah require, every mitzvah requires a birchas mitzvah before it. And if it doesn't have it, then you know that there's something wrong. Every mitzvah, the Ritva says, im sachem daf zayin, it's mosif kedusha. It's mosif kedusha in the person and to this action by declaring beforehand that you're doing this l'shem Hashem. Birchas mitzvah, we say it beforehand. My mashmatai over lishadak dumehu. How do you know the word over lasiyasa means beforehand? So a couple of psukim. Amar Nachman b'Yisraga Markra v'yaretz achimaat derech hakikar v'ya'avar es akushi. Abaya Amar Mayachava who avar lifnehem. V'yibayseim ha-mayachav ha-yavar malkam lifnehem v'ashem b'rosham. But avar means right beforehand. The Chassam Sofer emphasizes kol ha-mitzvahs kulan. Kol ha-mitzvahs kulan. Right? A double lush and all mitzvahs. Well, you would have thought some mitzvahs don't require a bracha? So explains the Chassam Sofer. Well, you would have thought certain mitzvahs are more of a removal, a negative, like bi or chametz. So do you make a bracha on that to be mosif kedusha? He says yes. Every mitzvah, no matter what it looks like on the outside, on the inside, it's bringing you closer to Hashem, and therefore it requires a bracha. So what bracha do you make before the Megillah? Rav Sheshes, Mikatrazia, Ikla Lekamedra of Ashi, Ubarich, Mem Nun Ches. Right, that's Megillah, and Shasa Nisim, and Shechianu. Those three. And we said before, remember, Tosas Adaf Talid, the Minhag of Ashkenazim is to repeat the Shechianu even in the morning. Lachara Mai Mavarech, what's the bracha afterwards? It's a bircha pashtus, it's a bircha shevach. Baruch Hashem, Alkeinu Melech Olam. Haravas Rivenu, Vadanas Dinenu, Vanokemes Nikvasenu, Hashem takes our revenge, Vanifra, because it's us or for us to take revenge. So Hashem takes our revenge. Vanifra Lanu Mitzarenu, Vamashalam Gemul Cholayv and Avshenu, Baruch Hashem, and Ifrolo Yisrael, Mikol Tzareim, Rava Amar, Hakela Moshia. Amar Rav Papa, as Rav Papa many times says, a number of times throughout Shas, whenever there's a machlokas about brachas, he says, say them all. By Berachas HaTorah, by a bracha we had about the rain in Tainus. Amar of Papa, Hilkach Nimrinu L'Travayu. Berachas Hashem, HaNifra L'Yisrael, Mikol Tzareim, Hakel HaMoshia. That's what we say. There's a very important Ritva here. The Ritva discusses the concept of a bracha smucha l'chaverta. The Ritva says, why do you have to say a bracha to Hashem at the end? Isn't it a bracha smucha l'chaverta? You have this in the middle? But there's usually no, this is usually not such a hefsik, says the Ritva. He says, v'chein ha'am adabar. He says, v'chi teima. Lola posachas bracha zuba barach, shi smucha l'chaverta l'bracha kodem megillah, shafilu bracha smucha l'bracha katsarach hashiv esmicha. He says, isn't it a bracha smucha l'chaverta? Ah, you want to say there's a hefsik? The Megillah's not a hefsik, look at Hallel. Hallel, the end of Hallel, what's the bracha? Yehalelucha. You don't start off with bracha smucha l'chaverta. Even if you have something in the middle, it's not a hefsik. So v'yesh lomar, he says, no, because this is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. The first, before it is a birchas ha-mitzvah, by halal, they're both the same. They're surrounding halal. But here, it's not a birchas ha-mitzvah, it's shevach at the end. So, it shouldn't start off with a brarach. He says, aye, so what about brachas on the haftorah? Brachas on the haftorah, why after the haftorah do you start off with a barach? Right, what about kriyas ha-torah? Kriyas HaTorah, they're both related to the Kriya, so why do you start and end with a Baruch? The Bracha La'achar, the we say after an Aliyah, shouldn't start with a Baruch. So he says, Venira, very important. He says, and he has beautiful Lashon here. Got to see this Ritva inside. Dekal Shiesh Hefzik Vishinun Achar Bein Bracha LaBracha. If you have something in between the Brachos that have nothing to do with the Brachos themselves, so then that's a Hefzik. What is the content of the laning have to do with the brachas of the laning and the bracha naftorah? Right? So that's, it's something else. He says, then you would require a bracha afterwards, a bracha to start off with. But if the content has to do with the bracha, so then you don't have. For example, Psukah de Zimra, Barak Sha'amar, and Yishtavach doesn't start off with the bracha because it's all Shevach of Hashem. The brachas are Shevach of Hashem. His lashon is min b'mino eino chotzeitz. Right? It's the same concept. It's not chotzeitz. He says, and by Kriyas HaTorah, by Haftorah, Megillah. What about Megillah? So, Leficha, Locha, Shiva, Smucha, Variki, Brachas, Mazon. It's like you eat food and you eat and afterwards you start off with the bracha. Because it's not Brachas Mukha Chavrta. So these are Brachas HaMitzvah of Al Mikra Megillah. So that's not, it's connected to the content of the Megillah. You say the same ones for each of the Megillahs. And therefore, you would start off with Bracha to Hashem. Right, they're very important Yesodos about Bracha, Smucha, Lachaverta. Okay, we continue. B'sheni b'chamishi b'shabes b'mincha korn b'shlosha v'chulu hani shlosha k'neged mi. Why three elias? Amar avasi k'neged torn avim uksuvim rav amar k'neged kornim levim yisraelim. Good. Eloha the tani rav simi ein poskin mi yud psukim mi b'beis ha'knesses. You don't never have less than 10. Three elias, 10 psukim. Vayadaber olam in a minyan and vayadaber, even though it doesn't really, it's not such a chasha pasuk, vayadaber shomo shalei mor, that counts as one of the 10. Hani asor k'neged mi, so three are k'neged we have. What about 10? What are the 10 minimum sukkim keneged? Amrav Shua ben Levi, keneged asara batzvonim shebeis haknesses. The 10 people that are always in shul to make sure that the shechina is there. Rav Yosef Amrav, keneged asara sadibros. Shnemer l'moshe b'sinai, the asara sadibros. Right, these are the same 10 that we had at the end of Rosh Hashanah. Why are there at least 10 sukkim in every one of the malchus, runners, and shofros? These are also brought there. So here too, asara sadibros. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kineged Asara Ma'amara, Shebehen Nivra Olam, the 10 times it says Vayomer in my Sebracious. Hey Nino Vayomer, Sebracious, Hani Tishavi, there's only 9 of them, if you count it up, not 10. Bracious Nami Ma'amar Hu, Tichsib, Bidvar Hashem Hashamayim Nasu, Ovruach Piv Kol Tzva'am. So Bracious itself counts as a Vayomer, period. Amar Rava, so three Aliyos, 10 Sukkim is minimum. Amarava, Rishon Shakar Dalad Meshubach, Shin Shakar Dalad Meshubach, Shilishi Shakar Dalad Meshubach, wherever you put the four psukim, whichever aliyah, that's okay. It's okay, you can put it in the first, second, or third aliyah. Why? Rishon Shakar Lashem Meshubach, Shakar Dalad, I'm sorry. Rishon Shakar Dalad Meshubach, the first one, if you put four in the first aliyah, it's Meshubach, how do you know that? It's not. The Mishnah tells us in Shkalim, Beshalosh Kupo Shal Seim, Shrem Terminus Alishka, when you turn the Lishka, you have three collections. And you try to make sure to take the money for the carbonos from the first ones collected. And then the second, and then the third. Vayikazol in Alaves Gimel, it was written on there, Leida, Ezer and Nishuma Rishon. To know, we wrote on Alaves Gimel, to tell us which one was brought first, Lakriv, Mimena Rishon, Shemitzva Barishon, to make sure that we know which one was first, so that we are Makriv Barishon. So the first one is done first. There's an unbelievable story quoted here in the Margolis HaShas, that Rav Meir Shapiro was once talking to Rav Meir Arik, and a shayla came up at the Beis Medrash, whether the Trumas HaLishka had to be done by the Kohanim or not. It was collected by the Kohanim, but who took it out? Did it have to be done by the Kohanim or not? And one of the Lomdim said, it's a Mefurash Rashi! And Rav Meir Arik says, it is? 1 second. And he says, give me a minute. He says, Brachas. He starts thinking in his mind, no, it's not a Rashi and Brachas. Shabbos. Goes through, no, Erevin. Psachim, Shkalim, goes through each one. He says, I don't know what this is. He keeps going. Then he says, Megillah. Ah, it's a Rashi and Megillah. Chafalif. Rashi right here. Tarmin, Kohanim. Esalishka. There's that word. See, he knew Shas by heart. He knew Rashi and Shas by heart. Unbelievable. Rameir Arik. We continue. Says the Gemara, that's number one. Emsoi Shikar Arba Meshubach, first white line. If the middle Aliyah has four, that's also Meshubach. Did Tanya, El Mulpanam and Araya Iru, but the middle menorah, the middle candle, was the one that lit very brightly. Melamechim, Mitzadei Panam, Klabinir Maravi, all the outer candles by the menorah pointed towards the middle one, they put the wicks, Vener Maravi, Klapi Shechina, and the middle one pointed towards the Shechina. Amar Abiyochana Mikancha, Emsoi Meshubach. I played Meshubach. This Gemara also seems to be taking a stand on which direction the menorah was placed in, east, west, or north, south. Because if it is placed in one of the directions, this line of the Gemara works out a little better. The Rishonim discuss it. V'yachron shikar arba Meshubach. We don't have time to go into it now. Let's just finish. And if the four psukim are in the last Eli, it's also Meshubach. Mishum ma'alin bakodesh v'lo moritin. You go up in Kedusha. right, as you read. Our papa igwal beknish to the Be'abu Gobar, because Rishon Arba, Bishapni Rapapa. Rapapa came to visit, and the first Ola had four psukim, and Rapapa was Meshabayachin. A poksim a mosifin, you're not allowed to add on or take away three aliyos on the weekdays, Tana Posech Mavarach Lafaneha, Fahose Mavarach Lachareha. The first person getting an aliyah starts off with a bracha, and the chosein, the one who ends off, has the bracha la'achareah. The Ritva says it's all one bracha, and therefore all one mitzvah. So therefore, it's one bracha. We know bizman hazeh, we don't do that. V'ha idna the kulam avarchi lefanel la'achareah ha'inu tamet tzikin rabbanan tzikzeir mishem anechnasin mishem ayotzin. Nowadays, we have everybody makes a bracha because people might walk in late and think you didn't make a bracha before and might walk out early. So it's unbelievable because of the chshash. We have many, many extra brachas. They're not brachas levatala, but they're brachas she'en et sriches, it seems to be. But because of this chshash, it is good enough for us to override it. Every part of Torah requires a bracha. There is, and we'll just finish with this, a discussion in the postkin, where the Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva in Elaf L'cha Shlomo, already a couple hundred years ago, where he discusses there was a minog of saying the tochacha without making a bracha on it. Just call it, the Baal Kori saying the tochacha. And the Rishlomo Kluger says it's terrible. There's no source for it. It's against the Gemara. It's against everything. And it's not about Rishlomo Kluger, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in Arachayim, Chelek Bey, Simin Lamed Hei. He was also asked this question in 1963. And Rav Moshe says it is a minog tos. Va'osr lis naikain. Ki osr likros patur betzibur af pasag echad below bracha. It's a school. You don't want anybody to get it. So don't call him up. That's the don't call his name up with the aliyah. But he says, Harbi brachas yaseiras ba'atzim tiknu bazem mishum gzeira the chshash rachok, the shema yom, or shem bracha badal afanai. See how many extra brachas there are to make sure the Torah is covered with a bracha. So of course, it's a terrible, it's a minag tos. I was once in a shtivel, and they did this. And I went over to the Rebbe afterwards, and I asked him, I said, it's a mufurish against everything. He says, what am I supposed to do? This is what my father did, this is what my grandfather did, my great-grandfather, I can't change the minag. So it shows the power of the Mesorah, but it's against the halacha. It's against the halacha. Okay, we'll have to stop here.